This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Facebook on Friday suspended former President Donald Trump from its platform until at least January of 2023. We get more from Reuters' Chris Dignam.
In a blog post, Facebook said Trump's suspension was effective from the initial date in January, and his accounts will only be reinstated if the risk to public safety has receded. Adding, quote, given the gravity of the circumstances that led to Mr. Trump's suspension, we believe his actions constituted a severe violation of our rules, which merit the highest penalty available under the new enforcement protocols. Soon after the announcement, Trump said in a statement that the decision was an insult to those who voted for him in the 2020 election. Facebook also announced changes to how it will treat all rule-breaking world leaders in the future. In one reversal, it's ending its policy that shields politicians from some content moderation rules because their content is considered newsworthy. It will also disclose when it does use that exception.
That's Reuters' Chris Dignam. May's jobs report shows employers are still struggling to find enough workers as the economy quickly reopens. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
After a sluggish gain in April, the economy added 559,000 jobs last month.
We were expecting something closer to 650,000 or 700,000 jobs.
Economist Gus Fauché says it's still a solid gain and expects hiring to pick up. President Biden says the growth is proof his economic recovery plan is working.
America is finally on the move again.
But some experts note there's still a disconnect between employers seeking to hire immediately and the unemployed who may be looking for better jobs, lack child care, or are worried about getting the virus. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is